بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Lesson 2 Definite and Indefinite Ism By default, an ism will end with the haraka dhamma written above the last letter of the word. Depending on the situation, the dhamma is either written once, like we see here, or twice, which is called tanween, like this or this. It can be written either way. This is called tanween. Indefinite. When an ism is indefinite, that means it is not referring to something specific. For example, a book isn't referring to a particular book. If I say, please hand me a book, then you can hand me any book. I'm not referring to a specific book. When an ism is indefinite, it ends with tanween. For example, a book would be kitabun. Kitabun. We see it ends with tanween dhamma. Kitabun, a book. So that's indefinite, but what is definite? When an ism is definite, that means it is referring to something specific. For example, the book is referring to a particular book. If I say to somebody, please hand me the book, I'm not saying that they can hand me any book. I'm referring to the book, a specific book. This is definite. When an ism is definite, instead of ending with two dhammas, tanween, it will end with only one. It will also start with the letters alif lam. For example, the book would be al-kitabu. Al-kitabu. You see, it still ends with dhamma, but does not have tanween. Also, it begins with alif lam. Al-kitabu, the book. So if we go to the vocabulary examples, this will be made very clear, inshallah, and you will also be building your vocabulary. So for example, baytun. Baytun means a house. Al-baytu means the house. What's the difference between these two words? Baytun is indefinite. A house. It's not referring to a particular house. How can we tell it's indefinite? Well, it ends with tanween. Whereas al-baytu, the house, is definite. The house, it's referring to a specific house. How can we tell it's definite? Well, it does not end with tanween. And it also begins with alif lam. So you want to go through and memorize all of these examples. Babun, a door. Al-babu, the door. Mindilun, a tissue. Al-mindilu, the tissue. This is going to build your vocabulary while also re-emphasizing the rules regarding the definite and indefinite ism. And once you have memorized the vocabulary, you can go to the Lesson 2 exercises. Lesson 2 Exercises. A. Fill in the blank with the correct answer. By default, an ism will end with which haraka? Remember, when it comes to the haraka, there are three. The kasra, fatha, and dhamma. By default, an ism will end with which haraka? The dhamma. An indefinite ism ends with how many dhammas? One or two? Well, we said that an indefinite ism ends with two dhammas. When an ism ends with two of the same haraka, what is that called? What's it called when it ends with two of the same haraka? That is called tanween. A definite ism ends with how many dhammas? One or two? The definite ism ends with one. That is one of the ways that it differs from the indefinite ism. What two letters do we add to the beginning of the definite ism? We add to the beginning of the definite ism, alif, lam. That is another way that the definite ism differs from the indefinite ism. The definite ism begins with alif, lam, and it has one dhamma. The indefinite ism does not begin with alif, lam, and it has tanween. B. Fill in the blank with the correct translation. So this is not only going to test your vocabulary, but it's also going to see if you understood the rules regarding the definite and indefinite ism. You're going to have to write a blank or the blank, depending upon whether each word is definite or indefinite. So for example, the first word, hajarun, hajarun. First of all, is this definite or indefinite? Well, we can tell that it is indefinite because it has tanween and it does not begin with alif lam. So grammatically, this word is indefinite, but what does it mean? In terms of vocabulary, what's the meaning of this word? Hajarun means a stone. The next word, al-jamalu, al-jamalu. So is this word definite or indefinite? Well, we can tell that it is definite because it begins with alif lam and it does not have tanween at the end. So that is the grammar portion, but what about the vocabulary word? What does it mean? Al-jamalu means the camel. The camel. So you want to go through this entire exercise. You want to translate the meaning of the word and also pay close attention to whether it is definite or indefinite. C. Write the correct haraka at the end of each word. So for this exercise, we already have the translation written for you. We just need you to write the haraka at the end. In this lesson, we learned that the default way for an ism to end will be with the dhamma. So the question is, will it have tanween or not? Will it have one dhamma or two dhammas? So first we have qalam, a pen. A pen, is that referring to a particular pen? No, so it is indefinite. It also does not begin with alif lam. So the indefinite ism, is it going to end with tanween or not? Yes, it is. So it would be qalamun, qalamun. You would write tanween dhamma at the end. And we'll do one more example. Al-masjid, the masjid. This is referring to a particular masjid, meaning it is definite, the masjid. It begins with alif lam. So how is it going to end? Does it have tanween? We already know it's going to end with a dhamma. But is it going to have tanween or not? No, it's not, because it is definite. The definite ism does not have tanween. So this would be al-masjidu, al-masjidu. So you're going to want to go through and complete all of the exercises, memorize all of the vocabulary, and then inshallah you will be ready for the next lesson. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.